Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Our friends call it the war zone, the riverbank to the west of Fernbridge. Most days there are up to 20 trucks parked down there with clumps of people shooting rifles and pistols into the riverbank. Or to be more accurate, they're emptying their firearms into the continually growing piles of garbage on the riverbank. Garbage they import as targets. You can hear the shooting from inside your car when you drive into Fernbridge. We can still hear it from our house, 5 miles away. Sometimes it goes on from dawn until dusk, and sometimes even after that. There might be a few sports enthusiasts down there, carefully sighting in their hunting rifles, but it seems most of them are firing their guns as fast as they can, over and over, like some scene from an episode of The Walking Dead. I can't say I've gone down there to check it out. Who in their right mind would go down there unless you had to? I haven't been down there for years, ever since the shooting got out of control. Local landowners have had enough, and a number of local agencies are now involved. Sheriff, Public Works, Fish and Wildlife, County Fish and Game Commission, and the Board of Supervisors. I commend Rex and the other supervisors for bringing this to the public's attention. In a letter to the supervisors, the Alexander family describes the damage from the target shooting. They've had livestock killed and equipment damaged by stray bullets. Their employees have had to run for cover with bullets whizzing past their heads. Apparently, it is trespassing to even go down there. This has been overlooked in the past, and a lot of folks have used it for fishing access, duck hunting access, or a place to go four-wheeling. Occasionally, some yahoo gets their truck stuck crossing the river, but those activities have not affected the farmers as much as the shooting. These trespassers have apparently torn down gates, removed rock barriers, even blazed new roads to get to the river bar. Trespassing and wild shooting are followed by rampant garbage dumping. I'm very grateful to the Pack Out Green team, a group of local volunteers who clean up environmentally polluted areas. They estimate they've removed 5 tons of garbage from Fernbridge in the last year. The Humboldt County Fish and Game Commission submitted a thoughtful letter, which included some recommendations. Signage detailing responsible shooting? That could work, but the signs could also become targets. Another suggestion is signage prohibiting illegal dumping. They've also suggested increased law enforcement, perhaps funded by Measure Z, and considered surveillance. I think it will take some violators being charged and prosecuted to start turning that situation around. A fitting community service would be to serve as a work crew assisting Pack Out Green Team. Another solution is a county ordinance banning all shooting, as was done in the Mad River Dunes. That would be sad, but not as sad as what could happen with the current situation. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.